Tag, Privet. Hello and welcome back to the Duspoir podcast. And we have another Just the Facts, No Spoilers, Ma'am episode. Now, the biggest bit of news that we have this week is there have been changes to the grand final running order. I talked with a couple of people. They're not quite sure what is going on. I know I was the same. When I first heard the news, it took me a couple of reads to sort of go back and go, what are you doing now? So as we know, it used to be basically after the songs that were picked for the grand final, they then had to basically pick a running order number out of a hat for the grand final. Get out, suddenly you're in the first bit, you're in the second bit. This is your running order. Then it changed a little bit, so you still pick, you're the first or the second half. The producers get to mess around with the songs. Now, as we know, Sweden doesn't count in this because Sweden is already ready to go in position number one. But what about everybody else? There's 25 songs. This is how it's going to work after the two semifinals. So let's go with the metaphor of, okay, we've got like the running order in a hat, bits of paper in a hat. There are going to be six tickets saying first half, six tickets saying second half, and 13 tickets that will say producer's choice. So if you've got the first half ticket, that means you have to be somewhere in the group of the first 13 of songs. Second half, obviously, you've got to be somewhere into that. There's only six songs that are guaranteed to go into each. The rest are the producer's choice. So with that producer's choice, that means the show's producers get the option that they can put your song anywhere, anywhere they like in the placement of those 26 songs. Now let's look at why they're saying they have done this and what are the pros and the cons of this situation. Now, Eurovision is citing a couple of reasons for this. The first one is they're saying, basically, this gets them to put the grand final as a better production so that like you would a musical, you know, you structure your songs, you go up, you go down, you have peaks, you have troughs. I mean, we all know in previous contents we have, you know, you can have a group, suddenly you've got five or six ballads together. Why? They're claiming this way you won't get those sort of gluts of all of the same acts. And they're saying it will enable them to give the opportunity for every song to shine. They're also claiming that they reckon this will be able to speed up and reduce the actual time of the grand final performance. Because it's producer's choice, what they can do is they can actually configure a lot more, because obviously there's a lot of things that have to go into each production. Obviously, the props that are on stage have to be taken off, the new props have to be brought on. And if the producers, knowing what all the backstory is to each song, what needs to be moved, what needs to be put on, they can make it flow more seamlessly. So you can have performances that will have similar sort of lighting, logistics, staging logistics. You can have them so you don't need as much time to just switch from A lighting to B lighting back to A lighting just to go back to B lighting again. Let's put our A lightings together, then our B lightings together. It's a lot more smooth. So for all of these sayings, they're saying what we're going to end up with is we're going to end up with a smoother, grander performance. This is the exact quote coming out of Eurovision. Quote, it's all about creating the best TV show possible and giving all artists a chance to shine. In previous years, with just the first half and the second half draws, you might find many ballads ending up in the same part of the show, or many favourites were drawn to perform in the same half. Adding the flexibility of producer's choice gives me the ability to create an even better flow of different tempos and even more thrilling grand final. This is where we get into the negatives. Let's look at the negatives for this. Some could say we've already had so much freedom taking out of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now we've got the juries that have so much weight. Five people suddenly have as much of an opinion as 50 million with executive producers scheduling all of the songs like this. It's not hard to imagine that they, of course, can weight things around particular songs that they want to favour, that they want to become popular, that they want to become the winner, that they want to be the face of Eurovision as opposed to other acts. And as we've seen a lot in the past, what the official juries want to win and think is Eurovision is vastly different to what the people and the fans of Eurovision want. Sometimes they agree, mostly they don't. Personally, I like the random draw because I think, you know what, if your song is a winner, it's going to be a winner no matter what running order you put it in. And you know what? Sometimes it is amazing to have all of the top number one songs just bam, bam, bam after each other. And that's great. Sometimes you have some of the front runners all lined up together and you realize it's not until they're all together that you go, wow, they really are kind of similar. But where you placed, does it really make a difference as to whether you're going to win Eurovision or not? I mean, okay, we can say, it's not going to make a difference. But let's be honest, if you're first, statistically, you've got next to no shot of winning. Okay, let's look at the running order positions of the last 10 acts to win Eurovision. This was their running order in the grand final. Okay, 2023, Loreen, Sweden, she was ninth. The year before, Ukraine was 12th. Year before, Italy, 24th. 2019, Netherlands, 12th. 2018, Israel, 22nd. 2017, Portugal, 11th. 2016, Ukraine, 21st. 2015, Sweden, 10th. 2014, Austria, 11th. 2013, Denmark, 18th. I mean, it certainly looks like that 9 to 12th position is a bit of a hot run. Maybe that could be it's just before it's the break. It's the last few act we can remember before we all go and get shit-faced in the middle break. As much as there seems to be a sort of preference or a leaning towards, you know, these songs in the 9th, 12th position, I don't think it necessary is. I mean, 22, Ukraine, they were 12. I don't think it matters where they were in the performance. They were still going to win. The same as 2021, Italy, 24th. You look at the last 10 songs, they're all such... Well, I'm not going to say all. There's a couple I disagree with, but they're mostly all dynamic songs. And I really don't think if you had sort of switched them around anywhere else on the night, it would have affected the performance. Conchita, worse. Austria, 2014, 11th. She didn't need to come out 24th to rise like a phoenix. She was 11th. She stormed away. I don't care if she was 1st, 11th, 23rd, 26th. Conchita Wurst was the clear winner that year. And that's a hard thing to say because that was a powerhouse of a year. You know me, I'm not one for rules. I love and I embrace the chaos and the unknown package that is the Eurovision Song Contest. And to be honest, some of the best things in life are unscripted and unplanned. Yeah, I really just feel like they're taking more and more of the crazed spontaneity of the people's vote away from us. This is what worries me. Oh, look, I think the real way that we're going to find is simply just by watching the grand final this year of Eurovision 2024. To be honest, I think the producers stacking songs a certain way is going to have much more of an effect than a placement number. So theoretically, I could see why it could be a good thing, but theoretically, I also see where there is room for corruption and the abuse of power. That's why I much prefer just the random draw. No rhyme, no favoritism. We get what we get, and that is part of the beauty. So let me know, am I just being too dramatic? Am I being too much of a worrywart? Do you think that like Netta would have toyed with victory if she had come sixth instead of 22nd in the running order? What do you think? Do you think Maneskin, do you think it would have made any difference if they were 1, 2, 3 or 24? 2015, Mons, Sweden. The only way the running order could have possibly affected that result was as the contest went on, maybe the humidity in the studio might have dried out his little sweater and made it a little bit tighter. Who knows? But just be aware that is what's going to be happening this year at Eurovision 2024. Pretty much that running order is decided by the producers. So keep an eye. Let us know. How do you feel? Let us know if you enjoy it more, you enjoy it less. And we'll figure out if the running order truly affects the running away with victory. I've been promising it for ages, but we will be getting to it later in this week. We will have the special episode of Bambi Thug versus the Catholic Church at Eurovision 2024. In the meantime, drink some water, be nice to each other, and don't forget, if your cat meows, meow back.